WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the course of more than 40 years, Iggy Pop has gone from a noisy brat who seemed to have no chance at stardom to a widely respected founder of punk. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new set of officially released live bootlegs called Roadkill Rising.
I'm not presenting much of a consumer guide here. If you even think you would enjoy four CDs of unreleased Iggy Pop concert bootlegs with dropouts, feedback, and lots of flubbed notes, you don't need me to tell you about it. This is more of a reflection on surprising endurance. Back in the late 70s, Iggy, like Keith Richards, was supposed to already have a coffin with his name on it. Yet 10 years into the 21st century, he has enough of an established audience to support a box set of rough-edged performances that span more than four decades. So you have to ask, has success spoiled Iggy Pop? Perhaps a better question is, how can you spoil someone so devoted to imperfection? Flaws and foul-ups have been part of Iggy's plan from the start, part of what makes him an arch-punk. In the early days of rock and roll songs, a constant character was the social outcast, a misfit who was, deep down, a knight in black leather. Of course, these were stand-ins for the performers themselves, good guys pushing what the squares considered pernicious garbage. And hippies were a milder, fuzzier version of the same misunderstood soul. Iggy Pop would have none of it. From day one in the late 60s, he was bad and mad all the way down. He called himself the world's forgotten boy, and in one deathless turn, a submissive canine. The Roadkill Rising set confirms that Iggy's biggest flaw is that he has trouble with slow tunes. He cannot develop momentum or build to a big finish. When his tempo falls, the show usually slides to a halt. In his weird way, however, Iggy can turn that to an advantage. During a heated show in 1980, he can't get the audience to calm down enough for him to cover One for My Baby and One More for the Road. He curses and rages at the fans, and they do the same at him. He starts the tune over and over again until you want to holler that trying to sing a boozy dirge to a crowded mass of zonked maniacs may not be a smart plan. But it is perverse, and that's what Iggy wants. The slowish number that works best on Roadkill Rising is Iggy's hearty but tender reading of the McCoys' Hang On Sloopy. For all his screams of personal nihilism and fury, it may be the most autobiographical statement on the set.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town. to put my Snoopy down. So hang on, Snoopy, come on, come on. Hang on, Snoopy, come on, come on. Just a little bit louder. Well, just a little bit harder.
So is Iggy less captivating now that he's no longer beneath the underdog? Not necessarily. He founded his style as much as Little Richard or Buddy Holly, and he has a core cluster of wild man anthems that will make people gasp and laugh for a long while. He's a shirtless good guy knight, after all.
Milo Miles reviewed the new Iggy Pop set called Roadkill Rising, the bootleg collection, 1977 to 2009.